If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All of us are stimulated.
I'm all about, go ahead, touch it. Like, I want you to be getting as much, because I don't know what's happening. I don't know if you feel good. Like, help me 50% of the way here.
I don't know what's happening. This is not a test.
What do you mean, you all? Oh, like us?
Oh, yeah, you guys.
Oh, well, we're sex workers. We're going to hell.
We're sinners.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You grew up Catholic. Did you grow up Catholic, Karen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I knew. Catholic vibe.
Yeah. Are we good? Before you walked in, we were talking about the Knick game.
Uh-huh.
And
there's something.
You okay? What's in it? What is it?
Fine.
Come?
No.
You good?
It's like a hair. It's
rough
like a
night.
Tiny piece of hair. Annoying.
Karen, I love you.
It'll just be there forever.
Guys, Karen, only feet hands is here.
Hi, guys. I have cum in my eye.
She has cum in her eye. I love Karen.
I showed up with cum in my eye.
I'm such a fan. I did Karen's podcast when
I listened to
like no one did it. I was like, yo, like, no, I'm kidding.
I begged. Yeah. I know.
No, I begged you.
I was like, we need the heat.
I begged you. Yeah. I was like, yo, like, you know.
And then I was like, fine.
It was a good, I listened to that whole episode.
It was great.
Yeah.
What you were talking about?
It feels good when someone like is a fan and then like, you know.
Me?
No, like wants to come on your show just because they fuck with you as a human. And right. You know you're going to have like a good conversation with them. It's not like some Hollywood shit, you know.
Wait. Yeah.
I love those.
It can be hard to force chemistry, right?
Yeah. What the fuck? Why is this coming down?
I'm taking this off. I'm sweating.
Yes.
It doesn't.
We're getting the OnlyFans right now.
I mean, you might, I guess, because I'm like, who's going to wear it?
Getting naked.
My
wow, look at those titties.
I'm going to put my hair.
I'm going to cancel
those
this episode.
A's.
I called her curvy and literally I got me too'd.
Yeah, literally. They were like, what do you feel about this, Sienna, at Sienna Ebert Ross? And I was like, wow, I feel so powerful. Right?
Yeah, and you didn't even come to my fucking defense. You did like, you said like one thing.
I said, that's him flirting. You know?
That you said one thing. You were on their side.
No. I felt like the controversy helped it go viral.
No, not that. That's bad. Can't objectify anyone. You can't just say you're this, you're that. I can't be like, look at those awesome titties.
Yeah.
I didn't actually say that. I'm just
saying hypothetical.
What if I said, look at Karen's nipples right now because they're fucking hard.
Oh yeah, they are really whoa.
Oh yeah, you know she's bi, right? She likes girls too.
I like girls more too.
Yeah.
Why do you like girls more?
Okay, so whenever I'm really horny, I only picture a woman.
Interesting.
But then when I'm like, just
when you like need like money, you picture men.
No, exactly. But when I'm like, you know, when you're like in the zone, it's just all about a woman's body. It's never like, oh.
The girl matters in porn.
When it looks like amateur, I don't like when it's like, you know, Warner Brothers produced it. I like
when it's two browsers, like HD. IPhone. They look like, almost like AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do people have like come to like the AI stuff?
How do they come to the ASL?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't crossed that barrier.
People that can come to anime stuff.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't come to a cartoon personally.
Yeah. But like with the HD shit, the cum looks too white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I need my cum to be a little clear.
What a specific critique.
Not like a glaze. Actually, is it like real?
Oh, you mean in like the really highly produced, like
Like Razzers.
It looks like too much.
Like credits in the beginning of the
movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It looks like a lot. I love like those a girls. Like a tiny little vegan
I also
load.
Like the perfect
yeah,
like,
little vegan
fake
look.
Boob job look. Like I like a little bit of like a saggy tit type. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like Alana Rose is like too much, too like perfect.
She's too hot.
She's too hot.
Not like believable.
Yeah. But she does crazy shit. Well, she did.
You know who I would like is Emily. What's her last name?
Willis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Emily Willis is so cute. Really? Like, and she's like doing like mainstream films now. Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know if it was a Gus Van Zandt. No, it was like some like very artistic guy caster, but she's perfect. She's like tiny, tiny titties.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
And she
I love
like
a little floody duddy titty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
like little teardrop. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the a weird one I like is like the dancing bear.
Go on, Vinny.
It's like a, it's like, you never saw Dancing Bear? It's like,
it's, I think
it's like a male stripper type of one.
Oh, I've seen about the box or like.
Huh?
Or like,
no, this is
probably
a porn.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like a style.
Yeah. It's like the women are clothed and they're just like at a party. Mm-hmm. They're at like brunch. It's the ones in the background that aren't porn stars and they're still getting paid to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, you're in a porn.
Yeah.
Like the porn star is in the porn. She's fully committed. She's right. All in. But the other girl,
it's an ambush porn situation.
No, it's real. They know what they know what they're doing.
Oh, everyone in the room does.
Everyone knows what they're doing. They're extras.
Oh.
I'm jerking off to the extras.
Oh, being like, oh my god, wait,
you love it. You're like, that lady's probably a teacher.
Yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly. It's so wrong.
She's a mother.
Yeah, she's a mother. She's just like, oh yeah, I'll make 300 extra bucks today. She's like, don't get any cum on me.
Imagine she's like giving out her resume to try to get a new job. They're like, ma'am, under special skills, it says extra in pornography.
Exactly, exactly. I've done background work.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah,
you can do so much now. You can go from porn to movies now.
That's true. Yeah, anything's on the table.
Yeah,
I've done it. No, but the OnlyFans thing is interesting too, because the girls that do full porn, like, you know, give, you know, whatever, it's like they're dabbling in it, but they're not porn stars. It's almost like they're just like releasing their home sex tapes.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Because I knew a couple of girls like that. I was like, I don't think she's fully into the porn world, but I can see her fucking.
I mean, it's probably like OnlyFans is probably taking a big chunk of money away from like produced porn.
Oh, 100%.
It's hotter.
Yeah, it's hotter. Like, because especially the guys are like seeking out these like sort of pretend connections they think that they're having with like the OnlyFans chick. Whereas like watching porn, you're certainly removed.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Do you still do it?
Mm-hmm.
OnlyFans. I think her name is like Eminem or something.
You know it
you
is.
You have like a bot that will talk to people or?
No, I just don't talk.
Okay.
I just leave all that cash on the table.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't do the DM thing.
No.
So you were saying that you had to.
Oh, I didn't. Well, no, I was saying when I got into like a little debate of like where if I would like marry someone on OnlyFans, whatever, what I didn't like most about it was
today's debate.
Well, yes.
Lincoln Douglas.
Yes. Misogyny.
Hannah was like, you should.
She was kind of just like asking if I would. And I kept saying like what gets me most are the DMs.
Yeah.
Even though it's not the girl talking.
No, I'm like, you might just be attracted to a guy named Zach. Who's doing all those DMs?
Literally, it's Amir.
Yeah.
But it's still the whole like guy that's like sexting with the girl kind of it for money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd rather like if you want to just have an OnlyFans and just post what you post on Instagram or a little bit more suggestive, like whatever. But the DMs are really
like
kind
of improv. Like I'll take a good suggestion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Of
give me a word.
Not
butt.
Being like I want to gargle your cum.
Yeah, I want to gargle. Yeah, because that's what they say. That's what they say. And then there are guys that are jerking off.
That's what they say to me.
I've heard. Yeah, I saw.
Honestly, I feel like that would be fun though to talk back to them.
You should do it.
My thing is, it's more mental exercise for not the payoff. When you can just like have a boutique store that just like is just constantly making money without you having to do anything.
Yeah.
Mm,
that makes sense.
You know, like most of like my thing, like I'll just like pop on there like maybe like once a day just to like check the money, see how things are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll just have like 25, 30, 50 new subs. And it's like, what happened? And it's just because somebody was probably talking shit, honestly, like on a podcast.
Yeah.
And it
the
always
subs are going up right now.
Always back.
Probably not because it's all women.
Oh, yeah. The woman.
You might, but but you'll get the curiosity subs.
Yeah.
Too. Like they might not be in it for the long haul, but you'll get them for a month.
Yeah.
Like an interested Tanya. So they pay, you want to like, see the my butthole?
Fee and then they can bounce out.
Yeah.
Okay, got it, got it, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, I think it's like the, my sub is what, $25 a month? It's one of those things, like if you have money, you're not noticing that every month. So more work to
look. Oh, yeah. I'm probably subscribed to like 10 that I have no idea about. Yeah. I've been supporting this girl's whole family.
Right. You're sponsoring kids in Africa.
Yeah. Literally. It's orphans. It's like a weird Hulu subscription. Amanda XOXO. Yeah.
Then you can find their Instagram. That's the thing that I think is so, like, if someone was obsessed with you, they'd be like, oh my God, I can also try to DM her. I can come to her show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like that connection.
Yeah.
And I have like no problem. Like, I just like spent like a couple days with like a fan, but it typically doesn't pan out.
What do you mean? Like really for dating?
Hot. Yeah. Like, ooh. Like, it was like, it didn't.
Is her mic close enough to her? Because I don't know. You're like, I thought you were pro, Karen. Okay, good. Sorry, you're giving me anxiety in my OCD.
Your OCD. So, I thought we were working on your OCD.
We are working that psychologist on it. Did you see the psychologist?
Yeah.
You're following that.
Let's fix
and now,
nerd.
Karen.
I don't know. It's like the fan dynamic seems like it would be okay.
Was it a comedy fan, or an OnlyFans fan, or just an all-in-one?
He's from Instagram, and like don't really like push the OnlyFans very hard on Instagram, so. He's technically, you know, they're comedy fans who like find out that I have an OnlyFans, and then they'll be like, I'm not going to sub to it because I want to see it in real life. I'm like, just give me your money anyway. Like, what do you care?
Yeah. No, I sub right away. I want to know what's going on.
Your curiosity.
OnlyFans?
If I'm talking to a girl and she has an OnlyFans, I'll do the month thing. She gets me for $20, then I'll unsubscribe. I honestly want to see if she's like sucking dick.
If she's blowing dudes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you the guy in the DMs like any BG? BG, BG, BG?
No. Oh, because like what? That means you could request that?
That's what guys are always in mind. Because I don't do anything. No sex acts. It's all solo dolo.
Yeah.
But almost like so many DMs are just like, what about BG?
Yeah, they want more.
And I'm like, it's your lucky day, Stan. You're my guy.
Yes.
You're my stud.
Yeah.
Is there a number that you would do a sex act for?
Yeah, but it'd be like really high.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
What's yours?
It would be like
$500. She's just starting out. And
for
you know.
A video, it would be so absurd because I'd be like, I'm fucking myself. You know what I mean?
Huh?
No, I'm not literally. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would have to be like, dude, my family's on dialysis and like.
It would have to be life changing.
Yeah. Oh, right, right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what my sex tape number is.
Number.
You don't want to say it?
You'd hope that it would be like. Like you're getting residual, like it's like
can pay.
You know, it's not just a one time.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
because I wonder, like, did Paris Hilton and like Kim K, do they still get money
residual?
From
I think so. I think so. I think it's like license and stuff. I think my number would be. Wouldn't it be a million?
Wouldn't?
Nah, it would be higher than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lower? Are you kidding?
No, no.
Because
no.
You say a million, you're really getting 800K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're taking the government's taking money.
And I'm like pretty good, but at the same time, like I would totally do it. Probably like maybe like realistically, maybe like three mil?
I would need more. But that's already like your thing.
Yeah, and I'm a guy. Like, it's like a dick.
Yeah, that's so
different. Yeah, yeah. And I'm fucking like laying it down awesome. Like the girl, like everyone's gonna be like, what? Like I'm
gonna get
so many more fans. Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Yeah. I would be like missionary boring. You'd be like, oh, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's all she's working with.
That'd be funny.
Like a new celebrity's sex tape comes out every day, like a guy. No one even cares, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
No. What do you think about, like, Denise Richards and her daughter are, like, both on OnlyFans?
For real?
So weird, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Denise, I've masturbated to her so many times. She was like, oh, my God.
I love how out of it she is now. She's such a pill head.
She's such a pill head.
Wait, Denise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now what are her and her daughter doing?
I don't think they have a joint account. They're just both on
separately. Oh, okay. When I do Chippendales, like... At the end, we do a meet and greet, and there's always a hot mother-daughter combo, because that's the one
that's
place.
That's like Vegas. The mom's like 40, the daughter's like 35.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. 35.
There's no age difference between them.
Yeah, that's completely different.
That's what I'm
talking about. No, right.
That's not possible.
I saw my mom kiss someone once.
Yeah, that's the point. It's forbidden. It's weird. Yeah.
But that's not hot.
And I'm never going to do it. It's just like, you know.
Hot forbidden maybe is like fucking your boss, fucking someone superior, fucking a twin.
I've had twins.
You've slept with twins?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Me too. You haven't slept with twins?
I've barely slept with anyone.
No.
Men?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. Nice.
Identical twins. I didn't sleep with both of them though. I lied. I only made out with one and then I dated the other one.
Oh,
but not at the same time.
I think I know this.
No, unless they switched on me, which they joke about.
Yeah.
Oh, they look that much. I mean, yeah, they're identical, but even like their genitalia.
Does it count as getting double teamed if it's two twins, guys?
I wish that we had done
is
that.
Is double teamed anal that'd be cool. And vagina, or is it
just not just two people? Oh, like, it's just like two guys
holes
and a girl.
Two holes. You can pick the holes.
Okay,
it's like a train double team. I don't call it a threesome. That's different to me. I don't like when people call two guys and a girl a threesome unless the guys are bi
too,
and then they're like fucking with each other.
Yeah, because they're not fucking with each other. It's just you're just fucking a girl.
Yeah.
But you would fuck a girl like with your bro.
It's not something like I love to do, but if it happened, if it kind of
you've done it.
Not like more like same room type of vibe, not like where we're like hugging each other.
Like, would you just
arm around each other?
I'm like, how tall is this bitch that you guys are both fucking?
Wait, but were there two beds or is it one bed?
Two beds, like usually two beds kind of thing.
Oh, so you just are fucking people?
And yeah, I've done that. A group kind of situation. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Would you look at each other's dicks or do you like avoid?
I try to avoid.
Yeah.
I try to avoid. If it happens, it happens. Like locker room shit, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a dick here and there. But yeah, this
is
going
good. You're not like coaching your buddy on.
We're not really communicating with each other. It's a weird.
Because that's like, I feel like I know guys that have been like that. Like they've like written comedy sketches like while they're DPing like a girl.
Oh.
Like they'll be like, yeah, then we
high-fived. They're really communicating, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, the DP, there's only like this much skin separating.
No, I guess I meant like DP, like mouth.
Wait, what's DP?
Pussy.
Oh, like a pig roast.
Like a pig roast,
yeah. Yeah, DP is dick in the ass and the vagina at the same time. Like, yeah, you ever seen that in porn?
Oh, I saw Lana Rhodes do it.
Yeah,
it's like
an
airplane in the air. It was, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
So you like the girl, but would you like watching Lana Rhodes do that? Or you want to see, what do you want to see her do?
I don't like fake.
You don't like dicks?
No, I love a dick. I love like.
We need dicks. West podcast, we're saying I need dick. Everyone needs dicks in their porn.
I need a dick. And I love women and I love, but I need like, want someone to get railed. Also,
yeah, fuck yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't like car sex. I don't like public sex.
I don't.
Like I like a room. I like a bedroom.
No, I like. But I want to be rushed in their bedroom.
No, you know? I don't like that either. It's like she has to like squat. You would like it.
I'll send you one.
Why would I like it?
Look at those fucking legs. You squat. But like regular girls don't have strong legs like that. They're fucking like, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes when you're like, you don't want to get tired when you're doing it.
You don't, or you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I don't
want to.
Do you enjoy having sex with your legs over your
with head? your person?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Legs over your head. What do you mean, like all the way back?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's weird.
You've done that for sure.
No, it feels good because then they can keep hitting the clit.
Oh right.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. I think
my issue with guys is that like if I can't get to my own clit because you're on top of me and like totally so out of the game that like you don't realize that like I'm trying to get wetter for you and or come. Yeah. And I get it, you're having a great time, but like physically you're like a goalie blocking me from my own clit. That's been my recent issue.
You want to like do it while he's doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because not everyone does that. Some are like stimulated from inside. Some are more outside.
I mean, all of us are stimulated.
I'm all about, go ahead, touch it. Like, I want you to be getting as much, because I don't know what's happening. I don't know if you feel good. Like, help me 50% of the way here.
I don't know what's happening. There's pasta. Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
If you can help me out here, like, there should be a questionnaire for her to fill out before I start. Yes.
I
feel like
you don't.
Of course I do. I eat ass. I go right for the ass.
His comedy. No.
Wow.
That was a good one.
No, wait. Eat ass?
Yeah, girls I like for sure. Like clean.
Yeah.
We've talked about this a million times.
How many like
smelly asshole, remember?
Oh yeah. Right. And then what did
seasoned
they...
ass.
I've
seasoned.
Eaten ass before.
You're nice.
A guy?
Isn't nice.
Yeah.
A guy's butt?
Yeah.
Feels so good.
Oh my God.
I was in love though.
Yeah.
I was in love.
That's
and I didn't, honestly, I didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
No?
It was tough for me to.
Once you're in there, and I feel like they're sweatier. Like I don't even like licking a ball.
Yeah.
I don't want my balls licked.
No.
It's like, no. It does. There's no like good nerves down there.
Oh, really?
If anything,
I'm always throwing those things in my mouth, like a little Chinese finger ball. Like
no. So I've seen some guys that are like lick my balls, What'd you say? One on each what?
You know those like...
Yeah.
No,
you so nothing ball licking. What about taint?
Yeah, no, just no balls.
Wait, what's
balls? Okay. Balls is a place of pain.
What's taint? Spoken like a true bisexual.
The place in between the balls and the ass, right? The little thing. I don't.
They like that. You don't like. I like. I'm poking it under there when I'm blowing.
Oh, okay. Like near their butthole.
Yeah,
oh,
but in front of them.
Not insertion, just on the taint. Yeah, yeah.
Just
can you Google
a
what the
pressure
is? I have no idea what this shit is.
I'm really good
it's
at giving
it. The area in between your fucking balls and your asshole, like
the taint.
Yeah, just like the skin area.
Yeah, I think we have
like the area.
Yeah, but I don't think it does anything for us.
You like truffle butter?
Oh, is it the equivalent of
that
right
makes
above
me nervous.
The clit?
What?
Like, you know when a guy rubs right above your clit?
Yeah, I like that.
Is it like the same as the taint?
No.
Like, it's like near...
It's a male clit.
It's a male clit. It is a neurogenous zone for them.
So
but can I say truffle butter? I don't like. I'm.
Well, you don't see, Sienna probably doesn't know what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm
we're
afraid.
Fucking whores. No, I'm kidding.
You are.
We're disgusting.
Yeah.
We're like Blumpkin.
Never do that.
Truffle butter to me, I'm like very scared of getting a UTI.
Yeah, but that's the fun part.
Is it for who?
Wait, can we define
it's a rush.
The danger? The
are we gonna die?
What the
I
rush?
I
want
to feel like I'm gonna die having sex.
What the rush to take a cranberry pill before my next pee?
Yeah,
truffle
to take
butter.
Some Azos or whatever the fuck that's called.
I take cranberry pills all the time. Like
truffle butter is like the mixture of like pussy juice, ass juice, spit. Squirt.
There could be poo.
All mixed
the point
together.
Is there's fecal.
And then you drink it?
No.
Yeah, we do shots.
Yeah.
Shots.
Let's bring them out. Amir, bring out the truffle butter.
Bring out the truffle butter shots for Sienna's birthday.
I know. Oh my God. I would actually love that.
This is the craziest episode. Anyway, so tell me about comedy. No.
Yeah, let's talk about comedy.
No, wait. Let's talk about, because we can't. Yeah. Let's talk about the Knicks.
Yeah, right.
Shout out to my girl, Nicole.
Nicole, that's my girl.
I know. We're that's fighting over her now. So Nicole, Karen's neighbor, Nicole. She's your neighbor, right?
She's one of, but Nicole is one of the members of the dog parks of Battery, the dog moms of Battery Park.
Okay, gang. Sorry. Gang.
Gang. She's the homie for real.
The dog parks of Battery Mom.
Yeah. No, you said it. You know what I meant.
No,
the dog moms of Battery the real dog moms.
You have a joke about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a crew. There's six of us.
Uh-huh.
And Nicole's part of it?
Are there any black people in that crew?
Listen.
There's black dogs.
They're all Jewish.
Okay.
Except for me.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Same thing.
That's good, right?
Minority.
Yeah. Sorry, Amir. No, I can be friends with Jews, right? I'm joking. Come on. What do I know? I'm an idiot. So I know. You use me to weasel your way into Nicole's heart.
She works for MTV.
So whatever. She works for the Knicks.
So
that's what you want.
Her gal, also works for.
I've never been to the Knicks game.
I know. Also works for MTV,
uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, we have a mutual friend, Karen. Blah blah blah. She's like, I also work for the Knicks. I hear you like to go to games. Now I used to be really heavy. I used to go to every game when I was younger, when Jersey Shore first got on. Then like somewhere along the line. You know, I don't know. I guess I fell off or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't get tickets, which is weird because, like, there's always, like, supermodels sitting on the floor that, like, don't even know what basketball is.
Right.
But whatever. I was like, I love the
You're
Knicks.
You're a supermodel who knows what basketball is.
Yes, exactly. I love the Knicks so much. Like, I'm like, whenever you'll have me back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've tried over the years. But then along comes Nicole, and she's like, yo, I got you. She's like, trust me. I'm like, all right, whatever. If you can, you can. Next thing you know, fucking, I've been to two games this season. Jalen Brunson, did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Jalen Brunson.
You guys are nearly the same height.
Well, he's like 6'2". Well, people like, they thought I looked so small. And I am small compared to him.
Yeah.
He's an NBA player. Even like the height thing, forget that. Like NBA players are big. They're like girthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because even next to the huge guys, he still hangs, even though he's not as tall as them, you know?
Hmm.
Anyway, nicest guy in the world. He's like you guys watch the Knicks or no?
Yeah.
No? He's like the king of New York right now.
Yeah.
He's like literally, he came, he saved the whole franchise.
Wow.
He's the fucking man. And he, I think that him and his family watch Jersey Shore.
Oh, I love it.
So, like the most humble guy ever. I hate when like people that are like so much more famous than me are humble. It makes me feel so weird. You know what I mean?
Because you're not humble.
No, I am humble, but I get like
fuck you, Jalen. Vinny's in the house.
I get imposter syndrome. I'm like, why are you like talking to me? You know what I mean?
Oh, when they're cool.
Yeah, when they're cool.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That video went super viral. He was like, you know, he's just like a dope,
is
like
young,
humble guy. probably 30s. Okay. Oh, no, maybe 20. I don't know. You never know with the NBA. Like, NBA, when you're 30s, you're, like, ancient. So yeah. He's probably younger. But great, great guy. And then shout out to Nicole.
Nicole Platt.
She texted me before this, and she said, I hear my client is doing your podcast today. Please ensure you have all of her rider items at the studio upon her arrival. Thanks. I said, yes, her big dildo will be on site. And then she said, oh, perfect. Just make sure it's a new one for her. She doesn't need to share yours.
Oh, Nicole. Nicole with the burn.
Nicole's hot. Is she single?
She's not, but she's a good, she's so good. Nicole's like one of those people who can make friends, can talk to anyone, can make friends everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's not that she's like a phony, like whatever. She's just like a genuine good person.
Yeah. Love that.
Awesome.
And she's one of the core dog moms, man.
Nice.
They come over, we hang out.
She's a big dog mom.
I know. Yeah. I haven't met your dog.
No, she's good. This guy that I just was like, you know.
Is this the fan?
The fan.
Okay.
He's a cop from Denver. Listen.
It's hot.
It was hot.
Hot.
6'4".
Ooh.
He referred to himself. He's like, let me know when you're ready for an absolute unit of a man. And I was like, I like all this. Like, this is all good. He was too young for me. He's 27. And I was like, whatever, we'll see.
Yeah, but Denver 27 is different than New York 27.
Like lumberjack.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I mean, the dynamics were tough because it's hard to be attracted to a guy when you're in the leadership role.
Yes. Mm. The respect thing.
I
need a guy to always be better than me.
I just have to. You know, why are we like that?
Wait, but if he was a unit of a man and he was a cop, why did you have the power dynamic? Why did you have the power?
And he's a fan.
Yeah. And it's like he had never been to New York before.
Oh, so he's like the big city.
Yeah. He's like, I want to go to Central Park.
I was like,
you want to fuck at the zoo? Like, what type of fucking goofy childlike shit you want to go to? I want to see the big lion.
I want to go to the.
And there's just like. When you're 6'4" and like describe yourself as an absolute unit of a man, you can't
be a little bitch.
It's like you can't be a little bit, like you can't be timid anywhere. Yeah. Like when I made reservations for a place and like I was like, oh, it's under my name. And he like walks up and then like turns back to look at me and like walks up.
What do I do?
And I was like, is this your first day on the planet?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, it's just like the vagina dry.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah.
And then I just like, I try to send physical signals, and it is also awkward. Like, he just like stayed with me. Like, there was no like dates like leading up to like
oh,
the
long
first
distance.
Night.
Oh no.
Yeah.
One extreme or the other. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes.
Waking up to the person.
Yes.
Going sharing
it's
a bathroom
so
with them.
So much.
Yeah. It's a lot. You're like,
story of my life.
Tell me, what do? You just kick him out.
I don't do it anymore. Okay, well, I don't do it anymore. But now when I do it, you know, I'm a little bit more financially successful now.
Yeah.
I get them their own hotel.
I'm just going to say that. I was like, I was about to, like, I could certainly couldn't have handled one more night. He left like a few hours early even today.
Oh, okay. This just happened. How many nights was it?
Two
nights is a lot.
It's
two nights is a lot. Yeah.
And like the first morning.
Especially as soon as you come, you're like, oh God, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I just want to watch a movie and veg out. But
you're still here.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what are they? I'm like, I'm a bitch. And so I'm like, this is my routine. I'm not going to change my routine.
Especially you with your fitness and the routine and everything.
And but I also see myself as being very generous. Like I gave you a guest pass to like my gym. Like I belong to Life Title to Lifetime. It's a sick gym.
Yeah.
And then he was like, so are we going to go lift together? And I was like, well, no, I'm going to go take my butt class and then my core class. So that's like 75 minutes of me working out. And then I really like the amenities here. So I'm going to go chill in the steam room and all that. So that's like probably another 30, 45
minutes.
Yeah. And I was very clear with saying that. And he was like, I'm done. I took a shower. Can we go eat now? And I was like, okay.
You're like babysitting a child.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, and I told him, I was like, you can go meet me at this diner. And then I get there and like, he'd already like eaten all this, his food. And mine
paid his bill.
It was sort of like he paid for dinner.
Yeah.
Wait. Did you fly him out?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so he flew himself out.
Flew himself out.
But it's still kind of like being flown out because you're flying to the girl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
And it's also like, and I was like,
unless it was Juliana, Alo, whatever her name is. I'll fly anywhere for her. I'll go to Mars for her.
I'll grow wings for her.
Yeah.
No, but it was just sort of like, I even was like joking when he first landed. I was like, so what hotel are you staying at?
You got to do the hotel. We're in New York City.
Don't you think it's weird for her to get a hotel for him? Like, that's his.
Yeah, he should have gotten
his
own hotel.
The man should get it. Yeah. I'm just saying this. There's nothing wrong with if you're going to go to someone else's city, the separation. You know what
unless
I'm saying?
You're, like dating.
Unless you're dating, unless like the FaceTimes are so fire.
Yeah.
Or was this, were you not?
Once.
And oh, no.
And I was turned on.
Yeah.
But it just like, and we did sleep together like the first night. There was like initial attraction.
Yeah,
like,
at least you know you're getting that. At least you know you're getting a physical situation. Happen.
But then after I was like, and once I'm turned off, it's very hard to flip me back.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So, and then, but he wasn't picking up on a lot of like the signs. It was like a lot of the, and a lot of them like, one, the poor guy, I'm such a bitch. He's so much taller than me, right? And at first, I guess it was kind of cute. But then by the third one, I hated it. He kept pulling me in and giving me these long forehead kisses.
Oh, I hate those kisses. They're like wet. They make me itch.
Yeah, and you're like, and not together. You're not in a relationship. Like, why are you giving me forehead kisses?
Right, we're not at, like our kid's confirmation.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
what are these long forehead kisses? Yeah. I said that to him. Like, after the third one, I was like, what are these long?
Like, how long? Like, 3 seconds?
3 to 5.
Ooh, that's weird.
It's weird. Like, and it was big.
But you could be like your daughter.
Yeah. Was he, like, playing house? Like, did he want to, like, be together?
He was perfectly happy not going out last night.
Yeah.
And I kept going, like, we went to Central Park and did some touristy things. But I was like, do you want to go see a Broadway show? Do you want to? And he's like, I'm really happy just, like, hanging out with you. And, like, we got Sugarfish.
Nah. Oh, nice. You got to keep the itinerary loaded.
Yeah.
With someone who's flown out.
But
you know
here's
what I mean?
My thing. That's a lot of work on me.
That's why you're not going to do it anymore. It's so tempted to do it. You try it, you get it out of your system. No. And then it's too much work.
I have to do it for my family when they come anyway. And I love them and I'll do anything for them. Like load it up with itinerary stuff. Like whatever they want to do. I'm like happy with that exhaustion.
Totally. Yeah.
But I won't do it for a romantic partner.
Yeah. It worked out for my last relationship. She flew out. She was so cool. Like, we just meshed. That's how I knew it was, great. Because I'm like, if I could fly you out and not want you to leave and not be bothered and feel like I'm working, right. This is great.
But what did she do to make you feel like
that? She was just so, present. We were so opposite. I'm fucking, a neurotic OCD chihuahua.
Okay.
And she was just, so cool. Go with the flow. Like, calming. You could just give her a blanket and whatever. Any restaurant I took her to, it was chill. She was just great. Like, we totally just balanced each other out, you know?
I love
But it's never like that with the other ones, too. It's not. That's why I do the hotel. But this was Staten Island. I had no choice. I did put one girl up in a hotel in Staten Island once. And it was bad. She was like, get me out of here. I'm in the woods.
Stop.
What? I put her in, a Hilton. There's only one hotel on Staten Island. She hated my guts.
Your last girlfriend, you were living in Staten Island?
Yes. I started it there.
Got it.
I started there. So she flew there. And I kept flying her every weekend. Uh-huh. I was like, this is great. You know what I mean?
You haven't had a girlfriend while living in the penthouse.
I haven't had a girlfriend while living in the penthouse, no. Fat ass. Love
it. Would you let a girl pay for anything?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you have to sneak away from me and do it. I'm not going to.
Okay, got it.
I'm not going to ask you to pay or anything like that ever.
Yeah.
But I think it's hot when a girl pays for things or I like watermelon, my watermelies. If you show up to my house with some watermelon, I'd be like, that's fire, you know?
Yeah.
I had this one, I flew out this one girl from Canada once, right? This is a kind of a long story, but she, I met her in Canada, the hot girls there, they're not bottle girls. They work in corporate America.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're everyone's equal over there. Yeah. They can work at the airport and have the fucking sickest ass ever and body and face. So they work at McDonald's, you know? So I met her at this event and she was a freak. She was that night I'm on the road, I'm in Canada. That night she's sending me, she just met me. She's sending me lingerie pictures and shit. And I'm like, yo, this is fire, you know? Crazy, crazy ass and body and everything. And I hooked up with her in Canada. It was great. And then I'm like, all right, definitely worth pursuing again. She comes to Staten Island and we don't hit it off. She had bad breath. Imagine someone you just flew
what
out.
What kind of bad? What kind of bad?
Some kind of weird disease.
Gingivitis.
What's it called? Halitosis?
That's really
to me,
bad.
That's clinical definition bad breath.
That's
not coffee breath or smoker's breath.
It wasn't she just ate something. It was something going on.
It's guttural.
Yes.
That's
an unhealthy lifestyle.
Some have that.
Yeah.
And she was halitosis. And she was a freak, but in a way where, I don't know if she watched too much porn and was acting like a freak. She was into whips and things and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not like that. I like a real natural connection. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Fine, twist my arm.
So we have this.
Give me the cave women.
My mom is hot.
So we do this. She comes over. And I'm already the sex shouldn't be this forced, 50 Shades of Grey thing. No. Whatever. And then she wanted to do anal. And I'm not really a fan of anal.
Your dick's too big.
It's too big. And it's just what are we doing? I think it's I like vagina. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do it. But then she wanted to do anal. She couldn't just do it spontaneously. She had to put a butt plug in and have it all day, loosen the muscles and shit like that. And then by the time,
where do you you want to go to Central Park? You want to go? Yeah. To the zoo with your butt plug in.
So I hated her.
Your breath?
No, for everything, right? Everything is one thing after the other.
Yeah.
So along the way, she's also trying to play wifey. So she offers to organize my closet.
No.
Yes.
I hate it.
So I'm like,
she white. What?
She was mixed, but not she was I don't know. She was Hispanic or something like that. So I was all right, I'm not having a good time here. I might as well get an organized closet out of this. We go to Bed Bath & Beyond with the butt plug up her ass. She gets all the equipment. Butt plug and beyond. She gets the fucking hanger equipment, this and that.
Oh, God.
Organizes my closet.
Okay.
And then lo and behold, by the time it was time to have the sex, it was totally forced. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And it was just bad. You know what I mean? Did I do it? I don't even think I could have done it. I don't think I could do it.
You, oh.
Like, I don't think I could do it.
Oh, it couldn't fit in.
No, I couldn't. I wasn't even turned on by that point. It wasn't
her breath mainly.
Everything, like the whole, like the butt plug, the whips, the chains, this, that. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Are you still like? Because I was still like very kind to this guy.
Yeah.
Even when I knew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I knew it was like, this isn't going to be romantic. We're not going to see each other after this. You know, like my inner monologue was just like, I can't wait for you to freaking leave.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'm still like, do you want coffee this morning? Totally. Hey, like we're
a lot of times it circles back to just like humanity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like you're a little frustrated at first that like it wasn't what you idealized in your head and something was off. But then at the end, like then you're like, when you spend that much time together, like you're vulnerable. That's something you usually do with like your family or girlfriend or something like that. So you're spending a lot of time with the person. And a lot of times you end up like coming back around and like liking them.
Yeah.
Not in that kind of way.
No.
Or sometimes maybe in that way. Like you might miss this guy and be like.
Or if he like grew up a little.
It was just rocky.
Yeah.
And like came back with like this like new confidence that was sort of like just.
And you were attracted enough to him.
Physically. Like everything on paper. Like physically.
A lot of times it's awkward. And then you have to kind of work out the kinks. Or it's just like, this wasn't for me, like the closet girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He like, I think he's going to make another girl like really happy. Like, I think he's going to be a really good, he's like a good person. Mm-hmm. He has like healthy habits.
Yeah. Also wouldn't have worked out. The fucking Colorado.
Are you looking like for a hubby or like just fun time?
See, that's the other thing. I think I was also using him to distract me from this other guy that I do like.
Yeah.
But I feel like he doesn't like me as much as I like him. So I'm trying to like.
The other guy.
Pump the brakes.
So you're like loading up. You're like keeping busy.
My dugout.
Going
whatever.
On dates.
My bench. Keeping the bench.
Yeah. The roster.
Dating or?
No, it's very new with him.
Oh,
but like
yeah.
We went like hard and heavy like to like a doubleheader. Mm-hmm. And like I think we both kind of like scared each other because we liked each other.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's so annoying, like that you have to do. You have to think like that.
You play like a fucking game.
Yeah, like I like you, and now you're making me not you, not curvy enough. Have you seen Karen's ass?
That's why we work.
Yo, no, Karen got a fucking. How do you build
an ass?
You
didn't.
Karen wait. Hold up. Hold up. You didn't always have that, right?
Not as big as it. As big as it is. I joke about having a big ass
because like every girl wants to know how to. It's natural.
Yeah.
I don't care. Cancel me, feminist. That shit is a dump truck.
You gotta,
it jiggles.
It jiggles.
Slim, thick.
Stand
I fucking
up,
love it.
Stand up. Okay.
Get on my...
I'm just like sweating. I'm like so nervous.
Yeah, how do you do that? It's like a lot of eating.
I think that's what the girls I think are missing. They don't eat.
Yeah.
I think they're doing too much cardio. Like you're literally running your asses off.
Yeah.
And you're not focusing on... girls are just scared to lift heavy weights.
Yeah.
But that's where it is.
But if I got curvy, it wouldn't be good for business. If I got like...
I don't care. I'll throw the business out the window. I don't need the business. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Nah, but I love your body.
Whoa. No, Karen isn't... No.
Is that water?
I've checked out Karen's body many a time.
It's so fire.
I love it. When you're on stage too, like your ass just like... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like a shelf. It's
like a shelf.
Yeah.
Like I could put my water on.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom always had like a good butt, but was never like into like working out.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, now I have two gym memberships and a personal trainer.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work.
See,
it's hard.
Money.
And you got to eat.
You could
Blink
do it.
Fitness or something.
No, I got Equinox. But I
oh,
wanna,
she does. Yeah, you're rich.
But I'm not.
Some guy pays for it.
Yeah.
For her.
Really?
She
nice.
Like,
no.
She like takes a walk.
Really
she like goes to Chipotle with a guy and he's like pays her gym.
She's in those viral videos.
But it's different.
Cash App.
Yeah.
Sienna.
Yeah, I'll post something. I'll be like, hey.
Sienna with the dollar sign.
No, literally. Should I add my Cash App to Instagram?
You should.
No, stop.
You'll get money.
That's like begging for change.
Is it? Or if they're actually
like shaking your cup. What were we talking about before? Fucking her ass.
Her ass. Oh, before her butt.
Dating.
Bad breath. Oh, the guy she loves or does.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, it was annoying that you have to like, you like somebody and then you have to, you're making me like fly other people out and do the shit because like we like each other. It's so weird.
Yeah. That happened to you.
I know. I'm like, all right, fine.
But the second this
Don't
guy
tempt me
left,
with a good time.
But the second he left too, I was like, I want to like hit up the other guy. I did. And I was like, well, are we going to like hook up again? He's like, of course we are. And I'm like, okay. I don't know. I'm just, the
either.
Truth is, like, I'm always thinking about my past relationships and why the dynamics work. The guy I was with for, like, 7 years, he was 8 years older than me. And it's, like, obviously it was going to work. I was a messy alcoholic and he was, like, taking care of my life. Yeah.
Wrong time.
Why'd you guys break up?
I quit drinking.
Oh.
And he's, like, you
didn't
know,
need him anymore.
No. I needed my life to, like, move forward.
Wait. I don't get it. you quit drinking? That's why you broke up?
Yeah, he stayed drinking.
Oh, he was a messy alcoholic.
Oh,
oh, okay, okay, okay. Money.
We both were. We were both a mess, but it's like it was, I stopped. Like, he's like 50 now, like yeah. still doing the same thing.
Got it.
I stopped.
Like, I need him older than me. I can't.
Were there any like right person, wrong times?
Well, the last like guy I dated, guy? The trust fund kid, I mean, like if you took all the extra shit off of like out of the equation, like he and I were extremely connected, very in love.
What do you mean, like what extra kid?
His mom found my OnlyFans.
Oh,
and he was a trust fund kid. So his mom bought him $1 million apartment. So like you're sort of beholden to your parents.
Which is like a closet.
Was he like young?
He was, I mean, he's in his 30s.
Oh.
At a certain point, you got to
kind of. Old. You should grow up, yeah.
Cut the umbilical
cord.
Like
me, so old. Yeah. So grown up.
I don't like trust fund kids. You have to make your money. Well, no. You can be trust fund kids as long as you're doing
you can't have
your
it handed to you.
As well.
They're
never good partners.
Well,
I go with them.
The suicide rates with trust fund kids are really high because basically what their parents are doing is robbing them of ambition.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't ever feel like you've done anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because even when you do something, people are like, well, obviously you did it because your parents opened this door for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Enabling.
Yeah.
He's great though, and he's so hot, and he's my personal trainer.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Was he your personal trainer?
I see him like once a week
or after.
So you're able to maintain a relationship, like a friendship?
Yeah. Every time I'm like, do you want to go have sex after we work out? And he's like, no, I have a girlfriend now.
Wow.
I'm like, all right.
Wait, does she know?
Loser. How do you not want to? I would not cheat.
Yeah, yes.
Nah.
I can't. If you
I'm not a cheater. Trainer? I'm not a cheater.
Cheater. What's your sign again?
Scorpio.
Oh, and you're not?
That's crazy.
My Scorpio was a cheater.
No. Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a cheater. I'm like more of like a perpetually single whore than a cheater.
Like
yeah.
Better.
Hmm?
I feel like that's because you think you can, no?
What do you mean, while I'm in the relationship?
Like, yeah. So she's like, oh, she doesn't make me laugh enough. Or oh, her ass isn't fat enough.
Did
you ever feel you're talking about yourself?
Yeah, right.
Did you put yourself in a relationship with Vinny?
Sometimes I do. No, I mean, yeah.
Just like things that maybe you might think.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I'm in your stage right now, the perpetual whoreism stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think when you've worked really hard your whole life to provide for yourself, like, you know, me and Vinny, hardworking individuals. And like
hardworking sluts.
Your space is so like sacred
and
your routine is too. And like when you've made yourself as happy as like, I don't know, I've made myself like if somebody isn't adding, then they're detracting. And
right.
sucks. And it's like,
A lot of the successful men that you want, the leader, the guy that like, you know, does the restaurant thing.
He wants a dependent girl.
And he has his own place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you willing to be submissive to him and move to his place?
Yeah.
I didn't know how hard it was to get a fucking girl to move into a penthouse in Soho. You're fucking too skinny. Are you kidding me? You fucking twig. I don't want you.
You're going to leave little bone marks on all his like furniture.
Go work out with Karen for a fucking month. Get a fucking ass and then we'll talk. Jesus Christ. Give her a fucking protein shake or something.
No, I don't want to get fat.
33 grams of protein.
Get fat.
I don't want to get fat.
Get fat.
You need 33 grams of protein every
Girls
meal.
Don't know what guys like. Yeah, it's so fucking stupid.
Stop looking at my body now.
Oh, no, don't do that because that's what got me canceled. You're like, stop looking at me.
Vinny is a predator.
I'm not looking at you like that.
Vinny is a predator.
Okay, so you would do that. Cause it's like hard, like a lot of times I'm like, these girls won't move into the fucking solo penthouse. I'm like, where do you live? In the fucking basement in Queens?
Where do your girls live that you want to move in? Do they have their own stuff?
Yeah, like their own stuff, or they live like one girl was like lived kind of like with her family, like in like
and she didn't want to move in.
No,
that's wild.
She didn't want to sleep over.
What?
Yeah,
she had a curfew.
I'm scary.
Wait.
She had a curfew.
How old was she?
Like 24.
Oh.
What is your, how old will you go?
I just don't think that they're not understanding.
Skip that question.
What'd you say? How old, my dating range?
Yeah.
Well, of course, obviously younger, but not too young, like 24 to like 30.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the closer to 30 year olds, I think they start, how old are you?
40.
No, you're not. How old are you?
40.
You're 40?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were joking. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
It's
so fucking hot.
It's so hot.
Wow, I'm turned on.
I asked the age question. I'm like,
No, because like the older ones start to realize like, all right, like I want to start a family. So maybe I should start like thinking about like where we're going to live and the future and what the house looks like and what cars we'll be driving and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because they're thinking about the next stage of their life. You know right. what I mean? The 20 something year olds are hot. They're beautiful. They're whatever. But they're not like thinking that. They're like thinking about like going to like wow, it's almost at an old club. Like going to like Socialista. Sister. Yeah, little sister. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, baby, I'm trying to like provide for you.
Yeah.
I'll get fat.
Not you.
I'll get fat. Fuck it. Yeah. This is a great just bit. This is a really good running bit. I'll get fat.
Yeah.
I'll get fat.
I'll do it for you.
You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be hard to like connect with a 20-something-year-old, no?
It's not. I mean,
I think men are better when they're physically attracted. I think they can put a lot more aside.
Totally.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I love, if you have a fat ass, I don't give a fuck. Like, you have a personality, I don't care. Like, yeah, you killed my dog, I love you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, I get turned off.
Oh, good.
No, but I get turned off by guys who don't have, like, like it doesn't take much. It's just like,
oh yeah, I'm not gonna say like just because she's hot she could do it. I go on hot dates with duds all the time.
Yeah,
5 minutes. Okay,
we were walking. Like I took him my house guest, which my exchange student,
my child,
my deckhand.
Yeah,
the Denver guy.
I took him to Central Park, and then we're walking down Broadway, and we walk by the sign like the Late Show, and he's like, "What's the Late Show?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, "I'm gonna kill myself." Like, are you joking? Yeah. Like. Yeah. And that was just one example. I'm like, do you have TV? Do you live underground?
I hate it. Well, also with comedy, a lot of guys are so cringe when they figure out you're a comic or whatever the fuck.
Well, my thing is, don't say you're a fan and then ask me all these annoying questions. No. Like, you're not a fan. Like, I was like on the road and he's like, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, well, I have shows in Baltimore. He's like, you're in Baltimore? And I'm like, bitch, I thought you were a fan.
Yeah.
been promoting it. You're the reason I'm not selling tickets.
Yeah.
On my tour dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, like, you have to, it's harder also in Manhattan, I think, because, like, a lot of the women here are like Karen. They're, like, successful. They're doing their thing.
A lot of them want to get married,
in their own spaces. Yeah. But do they? Like, I don't know if we do. Yeah, exactly. Really? Where are you going to live? You have to move in somewhere.
That's my thing. Like, my.
You're like, the penthouse.
I'm so down.
Just wants a penthouse.
Santa starts eating ice cream every podcast.
Yeah.
It's my protein.
My problem is my face will blow up.
Oh. It's fine.
No, yeah. I don't. I'll literally get even fatter.
No,
that's why I went to LA to get lipo.
No, you did not.
I went to LA to get lipo on my chin.
Did you do it?
No.
Oh.
I'm so on Tottenham right now.
No.
I didn't. No. I ended up not doing it. I did shows instead, but I like literally, I still want it.
You shouldn't.
Just for you.
You shouldn't. I don't.
No, because if I get the lipo, then I can gain the weight because it won't go as much.
But like you were saying, I don't think that you, deep down, maybe you really don't, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just, I would love to like meet a guy who came in, like saw my place and was like, oh yeah, this is great. My money's up too. Like I live over here. Wouldn't it be great if we can move in together and double our assets?
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly.
That would be great, but he'd have to be cool.
It's like, do you want a man or do you want what a man provides? Like, and I don't have like the resources you have. So it's like, maybe I just want money, you know?
Wait, that's the thing. Do you want a man or do you
want... You know what I'm saying? Like, you already have all you need.
Oh, yeah, but... You can also, again, like, you want the type of guy that's going to take charge, take the lead and stuff. He's going to make more money than you.
Yeah.
You know?
He's either going to make more money than me or make enough money that he's a confident person.
Confident, yeah.
And, like, shine in other ways.
Yeah, totally.
I'm 5'1". Like, I have plenty of uses for a man.
Yeah.
Like, all, like, I can't reach half the things in my apartment. I can't open a jar a week.
Yeah.
Like...
You can't hug yourself and cuddle you at night.
No, I can't. I have a king size bed.
Yeah.
The guy was like so stoked. He's 6'4". He's like, this is bigger than my bed. I'm like, why?
Oh, that's actually unattractive.
Why are you poor?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, even if I dated like a girl.
Did you buy his flight back?
No.
Okay, good.
Even if I wanted him to leave earlier, I was like, first class, bye.
I know, literally.
Did he fly first?
No.
Oh.
It's got to be tough for a guy that tall and coach, though.
Yeah. Even if I did, I definitely could date somebody with more money than me. Like if I dated a celebrity or something, like if I date what's her name? Taylor Swift has more money than Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
But he's still, that's why she likes him. He's still a confident man. He has money.
Right.
He's an athlete. So I get what you're saying. It doesn't have to be the same.
Right.
Like more money. It's just like
a man.
It's just like the power dynamic type of thing. And he has to make a certain enough probably to
not feel to overshadowed by her.
Yeah. Cause like, I wouldn't feel like overshadowed by Kim Kardashian or something like that.
Really?
No. And she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
I would if I maybe like was living on Staten Island.
Maybe that's your next girl.
Yeah.
Nah. Kim K.
We talked about this. No.
Kim K. Yeah.
You already talked?
She has a lot of kids. Well, on your podcast. She has 14 kids.
She only had like two of them naturally.
1,000 businesses. Like, I want a fucking,
yeah.
I want a beautiful girl just sitting on the couch with a blanket in my penthouse. She's not moving into the fucking penthouse.
Yeah, you're right.
I'd have to move into her penthouse.
She's just iconic. And the girls you date aren't going to be like iconic like her.
That's true. I do. I am inspired by the iconic thing. Doesn't mean I have to like date her. You know what I mean? All right. Are we done? Where are you going? Oh, there's no one here. Well, how long are we going for? Okay. Oh, we don't. Oh, okay. Wow. Oh. Karen, I love you.
Love you guys.
What are we promoting here? Because like, you know, like 500 people watch this.
Follow me on Instagram. I post everything in my link tree on Instagram. It's at Karen Feehan.
Twitter. Exclusive content.
Twitter is the same thing. OnlyFans.
Exclusive content with the pepper.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel too.
Yeah, and subscribe to mine too, yo.
Yeah.
No one subscribes.
It's so hard.
So hard. So hard to move an audience.
You just need a clip to go viral, and
they all go viral.
You'll get it.
But then no one watches the thing. I'm like bigger on Instagram, but YouTube is its own beast, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny is that like I go on people's podcasts and like they'll get like the most views they've ever gotten,
right.
But like it won't work for my own.
Yeah.
Maybe because Sienna's here, too skinny. Anyway, love you. Oh, shit. Love you, Karen. Thank you so much.
You guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. And where do you do?
What?
Where do people find you?
Oh.
He's going to put the Instagram.
Oh, my Instagram, Sienna Hubert Ross. Yeah.
Bye. Penthouse. Okay.
Follow me so bye. I can be rich and eat.
I love you, Sienna.
Oh, that was so fun.
That was fun.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.